Page 103. Document C. Listen and speak.
It's a system unlike any other, one of the world's largest publicly funded health services. But Britain's NHS is facing growing problems. Austerity means cuts to vital services at a time when demand for those services is at an all-time high. But perhaps more concerning for many is a raft of scandals regarding substandard care at NHS hospitals around the country. February saw the publication of the Francis Report, which looked into failings of care at the Mid Staffordshire Hospital near Birmingham, where over 1,000 people may have died needlessly as a result of patient neglect. The outgoing head of the NHS, who presided over the scandal, has even been dubbed the man with no shame. And there have been accusations of failings of care at other hospitals around the country. Gary Walker is the former chief executive of the United Lincolnshire Hospitals Trust. He lost his job after trying to alert his bosses to the fact that patients were at risk. Gary, you tried to tell your bosses what was happening. What went wrong at the hospital where you were working?
Well, back in 2009, a bit like today, we had hospitals that were overfull, overstretched. We had something like 99% occupancies. And we said, well, in that situation with so many patients, we couldn't deliver the targets anymore. The response back was, well, you need to deliver the targets, whatever the demand. And if you can't do it, we'll get rid of you and anybody else who says the same.